Hey, weekends always start early right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. As we continue our conversation with Oakland Raiders legend Tom Flores, former head coach, quarterback, spent 35 years in the NFL in various capacities. He won two Super Bowls with the Raiders, and also he played for the Raiders for 10 seasons from 79 to 1987. I'm kind of dating you just a bit here, Tom, but you know, we talk about, you know, winning a Super Bowl. What do you think are the keys to Super Bowl success and for a team in order, you know, to win it all?
Well, the keys, obviously, you have to have the players. The players make a good coach. And then if you have the players, then you have to be organized enough to show them how to win and lead them the right way. You know, make sure they're in the right game plan, make sure they're in the right positions. You practice well and prepare well. And you have to be a little lucky as far as injuries are concerned. The organization, but winning starts at the top. The organization has to know how to win. And most of the organizations that win year in and year out have great leadership from the top, ownership, as well as general managers and scouting, et cetera. You know, the Raiders have slipped in the recent years. The loss of Al Davis kind of hurt the latter years of his life. The team really started to slip a little bit, and he didn't have the strength, I don't think, to keep it there where it was before. So there are a lot of things that are involved, and you know, right now Seattle is one of the dominating teams, organizations in the league because of the way they're run from the top down.
Okay, so we talk about the Oakland Raiders. They're going to open the season Sunday, September 13th. Mark it down. At home, they host the Bengals. And I think back to last season. I mean, the Raiders, they ranked last in total offense, last in rushing. What can we anticipate? They've got a new offensive coordinator in Bill Musgrave's system.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to run the ball better. We've got to run the ball. You have to run the ball in order to be strong, especially in the red zone. Against the third game against Arizona, they proved that they marched the length of the field and they were in the red zone about four times and five times actually, and had to settle for a few of those each time. Couldn't get it in the end zone because they couldn't run the ball. They just running almost to a negative yardage. So that's going to have to improve. It didn't help that they lost their right tackle in that game, Menelik Watson. So they're going to have to fill that void. And they're just going to have to be better. I have to think that they're going to be better. Their running back, Murray, is a real horse. I mean, Latavius Murray is, you know, he's a big guy, 6'3", 230-pounder.
Right.
And with great speed, and he showed that last year. I think Marcel Reese will be a bigger factor this year as a fullback, a true fullback with running back ability. So there's a lot of things going on with them. And we'll see who the second running back is going to be. Remains to be seen.
What's been your early impressions of Amari Cooper, and how do you see him, what he's been able to mesh with his teammates?
Well, he came out, you know, his reputation was that he was mature way beyond being a rookie, and it's proven. Just the way he handles himself, the way he practices, his competitive spirit, and his ability. He's got tremendous ability. He's got great size, 6'1", 210, and speed. And so he came in to the National Football League ready to play. A lot of rookies in that position aren't ready to play. They think they are, but they're not. They might have one or two qualities that make them ready to play a lot. But Amari seems to have all the qualities, running with the ball after the catch, getting down the field, catching the deep balls, running good routes, discipline, very promising, true what you would want in a number one drafted player.
Oakland Raiders legend Tom Flores with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Expectations obviously shifted to high gear for the season, especially for their quarterback in Derek Carr. Is he getting better? What did you see in those first four preseason games?
Well, I think he's getting better. You just watch him. I like to watch quarterbacks when the ball isn't in place. I've got the body language in the huddle, on the sideline, getting up to the line of scrimmage, and everything that he's done this preseason is a plus. As opposed to last year, I think he was trying to do too much. He was kind of late getting the play called, kind of late getting the play started at the line of scrimmage, running and rushing them, having to rush into it. This year, it's a lot smoother, a lot more confidence, and he is truly a football person because he studies the game, studies it well, lives it well, probably takes everything home with him. And, I mean, everything that he does is a very positive thing, and he's becoming the leader at a very young age.
Okay, what about defensively for the Raiders? I mean, last year, 21st in total defense, and they gave up 28 points per game, more than any other team in the NFL. Your view of the Raiders' D?
Defense is going to have to be stout against the run. Their corners are better this year. They have young corners. They have a real young defensive backfield. Corners are T.J. Carey and D.J. Hayden and Keith McGill are their top three, and Nico Thorpe. These guys are all second, third-year guys, so they're very young. The old man back there is Charles Woodson, and he still seems to have a lot left in his tank. So they should be good. I think the linebacker is going to be better with Curtis Lawton being signed, and Khalil Mack is truly a great player, mm-hmm. making a lot of havoc in the preseason. And then they're going to have to get some production out of some of their younger guys. Right now, one of the surprise, not the surprises, but one of the very outstanding players in the preseason was Autry. Nico Autry mm-hmm. from Mississippi State. He's been really well, done well. Mario Edwards, defensive lineman drafted out of Florida State. So these guys are going to have to step up. And getting Dan Williams as a free agent during the offseason, that was another plus.
Hey, give us a hit on a new head coach, Jack Del Rio, and just kind of the impact and his leadership, what he brings.
Well, he brings stability as far as no-nonsense. He's not a dictator type of guy, but he's bringing the being organized, working hard, techniques, very, very big on techniques, knowing how to do certain things, being in the right position. All of the above are things that he is stressing. A lot of coaches do that. Everybody tries to do it. Everybody does it in their own way. And Jack's way right now is really gone over well with the players. Veterans and young rookies and or young guys. So, but it remains to be seen. Time will tell on whether all this is effective because, like I said, great players and good players make good coaches, but the coaches have to get the players to be disciplined, and it goes hand in hand.
Absolutely. Tom Flores, synonymous with the Raiders and championship football. He is simply the best, of course, former head coach and quarterback and commentator. Thank you so much, Tom. It's been such a pleasure. What a great way to kick off our show tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Well, as always, it's a pleasure.
Thank you. Much more NFL talk coming your way right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close. Don't you dare touch the dial. We will be right back.